This is the Inside Track. We're still up at the Pitside Parts open house today. Got a chance to talk with IMCA modified driver Tyler Cale from Donaldson. Tyler, any better season at all and you would have been a track champion. That's as close as it comes.
Yeah, it come very close. We had a couple nights that wasn't real good. And like, think back, if we could do a little better, we could have won that championship.
But boy, man, was you strong. I'm trying to remember back, like the last five, six weeks of the season. Man, you were the guy to beat.
Yeah, it felt real good. Made some changes, made some driver changes. We changed the front end a little bit and really come around. Felt real good. We didn't change nothing. We got to a point where we liked it and didn't change one thing. And it drove real nice.
That can sure happen, can it? You can be kind of maybe just have one thing early in the season, one thing that's maybe not – one adjustment that's not right on your car, and then you're starting to think, am I running the right place or not? Or am I – you know, then next thing you know, you're doubting yourself a little bit behind the wheel, and all of a sudden you make a little change and you realize, there's nothing wrong with my driving. We're better now.
All right, yeah. Oh, yeah, make a big difference. Make some small adjustments And really, honestly, when I got the car figured out, I didn't change one thing. It just drove really nice every night.
Where all did you race last year? How was the season other than at the Lee County Speedway? Did you race some other places?
Yeah, we had some good nights at Burlington. We won a couple in a row there. It takes a lot to run 3 or 4 nights a week. So we kind of pulled back and concentrated more in Donaldson. I'd like to get some down in Memphis, get some nights in there next year. That's a good track.
Tell us a little bit about the car you raced this year.
It's a car I built myself. It's the first one I built, and I built a second one for Josh Foster. We're going to try and get it figured out this year, and got a few more coming on, so we're going to try and do our own stuff this year and see if we can get it figured out.
Who builds your motors?
Tommy Kirshner builds them. He does a great job. Real smooth power band. They work real nice. If you call him up, he'll come out, and if you got a valve job, got to do something, he'll come out there right now.
How you feeling about the IMCA stock car class as a whole? Anything you'd like to see changed, or pretty happy with the way they've got things?
I need to look more into the motor world, but there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of good drivers I like to see in the A-Mod class. There's a lot of talent. If we can get some money in there and get them guys moved up, they can be some good A-Mod drivers.
Who'd you have helping you this year as far as pit crew?
My dad, of course. He's a big help. My grandpa Fred does all the motors. Corey Bonecamp, Andrew McFall, Kevin Brothers, of course, Brandon Ruffcorn and Chris Long, they've all been there every night.
You know, you're one of these people like a Michael Long or somebody or a lot of the drivers that have a father that's got so much experience in their back pocket themselves that's got to help a lot through the years.
Oh, yeah. He taught me a lot, man. I'd come in one night, and I thought I did a good job, and he'd say, hey, sit down right here. I'm going to tell you something. He'd say, you got to keep your car below you. And I said, oh, yeah, I kind of argue with him. But at the end of it, he was right, and that's where I learned it. We've come a long ways.
Well, there's no doubt your father, Kevin, knows what he's doing. He's a good racer. Who'd you have for sponsors on your car this year?
This year we had IMI was a big sponsor. Of course, Donaldson Tire, Dave Ellingbo helped out a lot. Turbo Wash, Elkhorn Taxidermy helped us out too.
Couldn't do it without sponsors.
Oh, man, it's a big deal.
I've told a lot of people if a person would not believe what you spend if somebody just handed you the race car. If they gave you the race car, there's the race car, but now you're on your own, you'd still spend a lot of money.
Yeah, it takes a lot of tires and motor. If you take your motor and you divide it out to every night, it costs a lot of money.
Tyler, thanks for talking with us for a few minutes here at the Pitside Parts Open House, and wish you the best of luck this season.
All right, thanks. Good talking to you, Dave.
Thanks.